While much of the nation's attention is focused on the Democratic candidates for president, there is also a Republican primary in Florida next week. WUSF's Steve Newborn went to a luncheon hosted by Women for Trump. He reports even though some express concern about the president's past dealings with women, their focus is strictly on the future.
Just before a meal of chicken parmesan and couscous is served, Carolyn Wetherington says an invocation praying for President Donald Trump and his family, and then against the coronavirus. Wetherington is resplendent in a glittery Trump 2020 hat, and a Woman for Trump pin adorns her jacket, all done up in red, white, and blue. She fits right into this crowd that fills the Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club. The California native founded Women for Trump Florida a year ago. Since then, the faith-based group has blossomed from 35 members to more than 5,000 people on its email list.
It is actually very surprising. When I started, I thought, oh, it's just going to be a little lunch, ladies' lunch group, and it just exploded.
She attributes that to a pent-up desire to be free to express their views.
I think a lot of people, especially in this age group, in this area, are a little afraid to do that. You know, there's just so much media about people wearing red hats and getting kicked out of restaurants or somebody's car getting scratched because they have a Trump sticker on.
Wetherington says the economy is her biggest issue, and having opportunities for young people tops her list. About 150 people, overwhelmingly white, middle-aged, and up, jammed into the ballroom. That included Vicki Rubin of Lakewood Ranch, who says these are her top issues.
Freedom and liberty, which I feel, unfortunately, the Democrats seem to be going socialist. And when I think of socialism, I think of Venezuela, I think of Lenin, I think of all those things. I don't want that to happen to our country.
Trump, to her, will keep the government from intruding on her rights. The right to life is what matters most to Chrissy Blevio of Bradenton, who works at a pro-life organization.
If a politician doesn't think that child deserves to live, do you really, really think they care about your freedom of speech, your tax dollars? Do you really think they care about poor people? A politician that could leave a baby to die?
Blevio says when she has knocked on doors, she gets comments from people who agree with her message but say they can't stand the president. Her response is you have to look past Trump's tweets. When you think of the words women and Trump, what may come to mind is his past actions. The most notorious were his comments in a 2005 Access Hollywood tape about grabbing women. That and a lawsuit involving a porn star and hush money. All three women said they have to put that out of their minds at the ballot box.
I do push it into the back because that was the past. Every single one of the men up on that stage probably had the same past as Donald Trump. We have to let it go.
He's a human being, just as we all are. We're all sinners. We're all, you know, we make mistakes. So, no, I watch what he does, you know?
Honestly, I'm more about what somebody does than what somebody says. I would rather have a president who does all the right stuff, even though at one time in his life he said the wrong things, than somebody who has done the wrong things and continues to do the wrong things.
That was Rubin, Blevio, and Wetherington. Many analysts believe white suburban women in the South are a key constituency in this campaign. One statistic shows they gave Trump nearly two-thirds of their vote in 2016. Compartmentalizing the vote might be a key to President Trump remaining in the White House. For I4 Votes, I'm Steve Newborn in Manatee County.